This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump expects a successful meeting Thursday in Ankara as his vice president and secretary of state push for Turkey to halt its offensive in northeastern Syria. The president continues to reject the notion that he is responsible for the operation meant to push Kurdish fighters from the border region.
He was never given a green light. They've been wanting to do that for years, and frankly, they've been fighting for many, many years.
Ankara launched Operation Peace Spring against the YPG Syrian Kurdish militia, which Ankara considers terrorists linked to a decades-long insurgency inside Turkey. But the militia was a crucial ally in Washington's war against the Islamic State. However, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is dismissing Washington's efforts to end the operation. Coupled with the threat of significant U.S. sanctions, Erdogan could yet prove flexible in Thursday's talks with Vice President Mike Pence. U.S. Ambassador to the European Union Gordon Sondland is expected to appear Thursday before lawmakers on Capitol Hill. The House of Representatives members are conducting an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump's relations with Ukraine. This comes after the U.S. State Department blocked him from appearing last week. Sondland is expected to say President Trump would only offer a White House visit to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky if he committed to investigations involving his Democratic rivals. Sondland is one of several diplomats who advise the Ukrainian leadership. A key Democratic lawmaker, Congressman Elijah Cummings, has died at the age of 68. His office said in a statement Thursday that Cummings died due to complications concerning longtime health challenges. We have the full story for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's pro-democracy lawmakers Thursday condemned the violent attack on pro-democracy leader Jimmy Sham of the Civil Human Rights Front. The attack coming on the eve he was to call for another large protest on Sunday. Lawmakers are calling Wednesday night's brutal attack of Sham in the Mong Kok district on the Kowloon Peninsula an attempt to create chilling effects. Here's pan-democrat lawmaker Claudia Mo.
We can't help feeling that this entire thing is part of this plan to shed blood on Hong Kong's peaceful protests. If you think you're being peaceful and you're safe, you're not. And so think twice before you take to the street.
Claudia said Sham is running for a council seat and that the attack might have been politically motivated. Police were canvassing the areas where the assault is believed to have happened. It's the second time Sham has been attacked since the protests began. A spokesman for the British couple grieving over their son's death in a car accident says they were shocked President Trump offered them the opportunity to meet the American woman responsible. Here's family spokesman Rad Seeger.
President Trump, you know, to give him his due, he was very warm, very kind, and offered his condolences and established a good rapport with our group. But then once we sat down, It was wrong because the mood changed.
Seeger said the president suggested they meet with Anne Sakalus, the wife of a U.S. diplomat who has admitted to driving on the wrong side of the road in the fatal crash. The White House denied there was any hostility during the meeting. The president saying British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suggested the White House arrange the face-to-face meeting.
She was in the room right out there. We met right here. This area, and I offered to bring the person in question in, and they weren't ready for it.
Dunn's parents came to the U.S. to appeal to the Trump administration to lift the diplomatic immunity for Sakalus after she struck and killed 19-year-old Harry Dunn while he rode a motorcycle in southern England in August. Sakalus left Britain for the U.S. shortly after the accident when the U.S. Embassy in London refused to lift her diplomatic immunity so she could face charges. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.